In a world that's gone from empty to very crowded, how are these products using material and energy and helping us create and helping us interact with one another?
Imagine living your normal day and getting your car fueled up on demand. Seriously, check out LA startup Refill Fuel and enter code WeAreLATech for $10 off. That's Refill Fuel. It's amazing. Literally, you can be anywhere and have your gas totally topped off the tank and not even have to deal with it. No more gas stations. To go to refillfuel.com. That's refillfuel.com. Code WeAreLATech for $10 off. We could not do this without the community believing in our vision together. We Are LA Tech is independently funded, funded by you, the community. So to support We Are LA Tech, go to patreon.com/WeAreLATech. That's patreon.com/WeAreLATech.
Welcome back to the LA Startup Spotlight on the We Are LA Tech podcast. This is Zee Holly, guest hosting for Esprit Devora. I'm always so excited to connect the community and discover new people and ideas and help them tell their stories. So today I'm here with Kevin Zinger. He's actually the CEO of a automotive startup that you may not have heard of before, but you're going to be pretty blown away when you hear about it. I'm really excited to have you here, Kevin.
Oh, thanks so much, Zee. I'm very happy to be here. Thanks.
So if you could just introduce yourself, your company.
Sure. My name is Kevin Zinger. I'm the CEO of Divergent 3D, and we're creating an end-to-end production system that incorporates 3D metal printing and allows you to design, engineer, manufacture, and assemble the structure of a car at a fraction of the material and energy and capital cost that you'd ordinarily do it.
That's crazy. That's amazing. So where in LA are you based?
We're based right near the junction of the 405 and the 110.
And are you originally from LA?
I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah. So how did you end up here?
Well, it took me 58 years and a long, winding path. But part of it was that I had a previous auto and battery startup in California that was based in Silicon Valley and down here in LA. And LA has a lot of auto and aerospace engineering talent. And so this was a natural place to locate it.
Amazing. So speaking about talent, how many people do you have on your team?
We have, I'd say, around 55 engineers, including a group of software engineers that are up in Mountain View.
Mm. How have you scaled to date? What does that look like?
From a people perspective, I'd say with our Series A over the last year, we've gone from 5 people to 55 people. So that's that. And gone from initially being in a research phase to now, either working with or in talks with major automakers and technology companies about implementing our technology on full vehicle programs, meaning they'll use our technology to design, engineer, and manufacture a real road-going vehicle.
So you're just sort of on the cusp of scaling this company.
Over the next 2-3 years is when we'll really start to scale it. Yeah.
What inspired the company?
It was inspired by having founded another company called Coda that was an electric car and battery manufacturer, and realizing that the most broken part of the auto industry and fundamentally broken from an economic and environmental standpoint was the manufacturing of the structure of the car. That's where the capital intensity and the pollution are really located. And looking at a way to combine a new set of technologies to do it so that, it's much less capital intensive has much less of an impact on the environment.
So you mentioned that there's a lot of design and engineering talent in LA. San Francisco has that as well. Why LA over the Bay Area?
Well, the Bay Area is where we have our software engineering team. I mean, in terms of mechanical engineering, structures, engineering, materials, science, There's a very good pool of talent here in LA. So I'd say as opposed to software manufacturing, if you're looking at, you know, hardware and structures and auto and aerospace, that's really where the pool of talent is on the, as it relates to the software, you know, the team that we have on the software side is set up in Mountain View.
Or Detroit. People think Detroit's Motor City. Michigan, why not there?
Well, we have some people from Detroit, but I'd say if you're looking at where every single major auto company has put its technology center, it's in California, not in Detroit. Not that I have anything against Detroit being from the Midwest. Detroit's cool.
And how has LA helped accelerate your growth?
Well, I'd say Eric Garcetti and his team have been super, super supportive. In particular, Adrian Lindgren, they've just been great. You know, I think we can do great
Adrian.
Things for LA.
So. Awesome. I work very closely with Adrian. She's awesome.
Yep.
What resources in LA would you recommend? Let's say if you're an entrepreneur, you're interested in transportation or in this kind of a much more high-tech manufacturing area.
I mean, the mayor's office is certainly super supportive and they can help you out. I mean, beside that, you know, there's a very strong core of venture capital firms now here in LA. And I think, you know, in the last year, I mean, they're not investors in my company. I mean, we have some larger strategic investors in our company, but you know, there's a really super strong group of well-funded venture capital firms here in LA. I saw, you know, Upfront just raised a couple hundred million dollars of capital. I know Alpha Edison raised $300 million plus of capital. So there's fresh capital and smart investors there. So I just do what you normally do, which is get on the, you know, the internet and start searching and talking and networking.
It's definitely a very exciting time to be in LA. What LA tech companies or talent have you come across lately that has really impressed you?
Well, we've gotten a lot of good talent from SpaceX and Tesla and some good people in from Boeing, you know, a range of different aerospace and auto companies.
Poaching from the best.
Yeah. You know, there's... why not? Right.
Yeah.
They train them well. And, you know, people are at different points in their careers and have different interests and move between companies all the time.
Well, and creating that ecosystem is so important. And the fact that you can jump around makes it much, people are willing to take the risk to start a company or to join a startup.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. If you had one ask of the community, do you have an ask that how could the community listening to this podcast help you?
My company is a little bit different in that, you know, our customers are really very, you know, large, you know, auto companies, technology companies, consumer electronics companies. So, you know, from a, you know, business networking standpoint, there's probably less help. But what I would say is, you know, from a philosophy standpoint, and I think part of our philosophy has to do with, you know, how to create that in a way that's in harmony with, you know, with human society and with the environment, you know, looking at things from a life cycle analysis, looking at the impact of their products, you know, across the full range of the life of those products. That's something that we're focused on and we hope, you know, to the extent that the startup community here is focused on the hardware side, that they also think about that when they're creating hardware products.
Cool. Definitely a different mindset, I guess, is what you're saying. Think different.
Sure. I mean, think in terms of systems and think about, you know, the impact we're going to have on the world as we, you know, in 1925, we had 2 billion people here. You know, 2025, we'll have 8 billion. Some people are saying we're going to be at 10 billion come 2050, right? So we have to think about, you know, in a world that's gone from empty to very crowded, how are these products using material and energy and helping us create and helping us interact with one another?
Awesome. So how can people connect with you, learn more about you?
Go to divergent3d.com. We're very friendly. Just send some inquiries and we'll welcome them.
Yeah. And check out the website. It is beautiful. The car, the sort of prototype car that you created, the Blade, amazing. It's really inspiring what you're doing. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay.
This has been really great.
Thanks so much, Z. Enjoyed
yeah. it. To connect deeper into the LA Tech community, go to wearelatech.com/VIP. And if you love this conversation and want to hear more, check out my conversation with Kevin Zinger on the Art of Manufacturing podcast. It's a behind the scenes look at how entrepreneurs who make stuff are trying to make it in their industries. Find it on iTunes at makeitinla.org/listen or on our website at makeitinla.org/podcast. This is Z Holly in for Esprit Devora. Thanks for listening to We Are LA Tech.
We Are LA Tech is independently funded by the community. We couldn't make this happen without your support. If you too want to contribute to We Are LA Tech and see us making the podcast, building the mobile apps, creating the events year after year, consider contributing at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/We Are LA Tech. Thank you. We appreciate you.